I'm Alex, and welcome to Coffee with Pixie Dust, where I teach you how to build your confidence, improve your mindset, and build that life that you really, really want. So how are we going to do that today? Well, welcome to today's episode, which is all about changing your mindset. What does that really mean? Well, mindset is the way that we think about things, the way that we think about ourselves, the way that we think about the world that's around us, right? Our little area of the world that we live in. How we see that. That is what our mindset is. It is also the attitude that we have when we go into new things. It is the attitude that we have when we face hard challenges and difficult moments in life. And we all know that we're going to deal with those. It is also how we prepare ourselves to get to the next step in our careers, in our relationships, in our personal lives, whatever that next step is for you. What is the attitude that you have about getting there? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. So, is it possible to always be positive? Yes, but it is also not realistic. Okay, so I do want to preface this by saying your mindset is going to change, or how you feel about things, how you think about things is going to be different. There are days that you're going to be on top of the world and you're going to feel great. And there are days that you're going to feel like no matter what you do, you don't seem to be moving forward. You don't seem to be making progress. You're just not where you want to be. And that is okay. Okay. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily negative or pessimistic or that your mindset isn't good. It just means that maybe you're having an off day. Now, the key to mindset is taking those days and turning them into the good and positive days. And there's going to be a bunch of negative days, especially as you build your career, as you build your own business, as you make it through motherhood, as you make it through your marriage. There are going to be a lot of really hard, difficult, negative moments and negative days. But the key is to not give up, not give in to those sad and depressive feelings, those feelings of unworthiness, of feeling like a failure, of feeling guilty that maybe you're not doing enough, or even feelings that you're not the best. Because I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay? You're probably not the best at most things, okay? We're really, really good. Everybody has their own gifts and their own talents, and we're all really good at certain things. We are not good at everything. And sometimes we put ourselves into positions, or not positions, but we put ourselves in situations where we are tested, where we are asked to do more than what we're comfortable in. And those things become difficult and they become challenging. So for example, you're starting a new job. Perhaps you have new responsibilities. Perhaps your time management skills aren't the best. And so you're being challenged to do better, okay? Because you don't get it on that first day does not mean that you're a failure. It does not mean that you should feel guilty. It simply means that you need to find a way to make everything work in your favor to get those things done. If you're building a new business, right, and several of the people that I work with are, there are going to be days where you have no one interested in what you're doing or what you're saying. There are going to be days where there are no likes on your Instagram account. That does not mean that you're bad at what you do. That does not mean that you are someone that perhaps people are interested in. It just means that maybe that message that day didn't hit the right ears. And also remember that social media algorithms are ridiculous, and you just absolutely cannot base your worth or the value of what you have to teach or say on those numbers, because they are not realistic. In fact, I was listening to someone talking this week, and they said that there was a new study that came out, and I named it the highlight reel after he got done talking and explaining a bit. Well, what this new study says is that the more time that you spend on social media, and we're all guilty of the scroll, right? We're all guilty of being on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok because it's fun. But what happens is that the more time that you spend on those platforms, the more and more that you dislike your life, because you start to believe that the things that the people are selling are reality. And I've seen a big trend on TikTok here in the last few days where people show Instagram versus reality, and they'll show you those gorgeous, beautiful pictures of those vacation spots that you wish you could go on, and they are nothing like what you thought. I saw another creator today that I actually really like. You know, everybody was posting their Easter pictures this weekend. cute little family pictures, all this stuff. Well, she has four kids. And her husband, small kids, were trying to get a picture. And she simply labeled it, "The family picture is a sham." And how true is that? She put picture after picture of one kid not looking, another kid not looking, her husband trying to rally the kids. And the last was a screenshot, I don't know, about 100 pictures. And most people probably have phone reels that look like that, where it takes, you know, 20, 15, 30 shots to get that one right shot. And that's what you post. Well, the problem is that as we scroll, the more and more that we look through social media, and we see that, the more that we begin to wonder, why can't I have vacations like that? Why does my house not look like that? Why does my garden never look like that? Why can't I get my hair and my nails to look like that? Well, because those things aren't necessarily real, nor are they consistent in those lives. Those are moments that they're sharing. Simple moments that they're really excited about, really proud of, or worked really hard to position in a certain way to get you to look at them. And the things that people brag most about are places they travel, if they have met famous people or noteworthy people in their careers, and the things that their significant others do for them. So that's another big one that I have. Like, people say, you know, my boyfriend, my fiance, my husband doesn't do those things for me. They never bring me flowers. Well, maybe that person doesn't either, but that was the one time, so they posted it. Or maybe they've been saving a long time to go to that really fancy meal and they posted it. But you start to get this sense that it is just you missing out. So what I want to encourage you today is, when you're trying to create a positive mindset for yourself, really take inventory of your life. Take inventory of the things that you have, the things that are normal for you, and look at them. Are you happy with them? Are you happy in your home? Are you happy with your significant other? Are you happy at your job? And if so, focus on that. Don't focus on the things that other people are trying to take your attention away from, and what other people are trying to show you as, you know, the it things, because those things aren't, like I said, real, nor do they happen consistently, right? So how, when you are being flooded with these images and these thoughts, do you build your mindset? Well, there are several ways, and I mentioned some of them in the intro. You could read some really encouraging self-help books. And their stories. There are people, famous people, who write books about how they've gone from, you know, A to Z and come out through the other side. There are fictional stories of characters that have done really well for themselves. And I know that's not necessarily self-help, but sometimes it makes us feel really good to know that there's a leading character that is going to make it despite the problems that they have. So can you read stuff like that? Yes, self-help articles, so many. Just type in self-confidence, and your Google search is going to bring up so many articles on how to improve your confidence, how to build a positive mindset, and how to change the way that you're thinking, right? The other thing is that a lot of us rely on encouragement as well as constant praise from the people around us, the people that are important in our lives. We're constantly seeking this approval, and the more that we get from them, the better that we feel about ourselves. But here's the thing about that. You can't rely on feeling good based on what makes other people happy, because one day they may not be there. One day you may do something that they don't like. One day they may be having a really bad day and don't feel like complimenting you. And all that hard work that you've done, you know, could change, because you have placed this need for that encouragement to feel really good about how you feel about yourself. So a good example would be if you're married, how your spouse reacts to you, right? So if they're happy, then you're happy. So what happens when they have a bad day? So your self-worth and how you see yourself can't be based on what they think of you. It has to be based on what you know about yourself, okay? And what was the other thing? Reaching our goals, right? That's an important one. Do we measure our success every time we reach a goal? Well, that's a great way to build your mindset, right? Because you reach a goal, you feel great about yourself. You reach the next goal, you feel great about yourself. You land that big job, you feel great about yourself. But what happens in those moments in life where that's, you know, more few and far between that these things happen? Are you not going to feel good about yourself? Because I think that you should, because you're putting in the work and the effort. And things may not always end up the way that we want them to, But that doesn't make them bad. That doesn't mean that you have failed. That doesn't mean that you aren't on the right track. It doesn't mean that you're not doing the right things. It just means that maybe that one goal just needs a little extra something, right? So placing your value on only reaching your goals also isn't good. It's the whole package. You have to value your work ethic. You have to value your dedication. You have to value the fact that you took something that was difficult or scary for you and you still faced it and you still came through on the other side. And those are great things. Those are the things that you should focus on, right? Those are the things that you should value for yourself. Are you willing to take that risk? Are you willing to put that step forward? Are you willing to take the next level and not stay right where you are, not stay in this moment right now, but rather keep moving forward? That's what you need to focus on, okay? So now I told you, what is it that you can do? Well, I'm going to tell you something that you can do. You can do those three things, and they're great, but they aren't going to help you get to the core of what's bothering you. Coaching. Coaching is what's going to get you. And you say, why, Alex? Why coaching? Why can't I do it on my own? Oh, no, I didn't say that. You totally do it on your own. Do all those things I told you. In fact, if you message me, I will give you direct links to articles you can read and books that you can read and all of that. But the problem with those isn't that there's anything wrong or missing in that information. It's that it is not intended nor created specifically for you. Now, when you work with me as your coach, I am able to help you identify what is it that I'm placing my worth on. Is it the opinion of others? Is it the goals that I reach or the stars that I get or the money that I make? What is it that I'm really focusing on and what should I be focusing on so that that mindset stays where it needs to stay? So I stay confident. I continue to believe in myself. I continue to follow through and move forward like I should. When you work with me, I help you to identify those things and we set goals centered around those things so that you don't fall off into, like this emotional roller coaster constantly every time something doesn't go the right way. Now you might be saying, well, Alex, maybe I know someone else. Well, okay, great. Work with someone else, okay? The point of this isn't for you and I to work together. The point of this is to get you to the next step. And the way that you do that is by having someone in your corner, someone who is willing to push you along the way. And as someone that I spoke to today said, someone who is very blunt and honest with you and says, hey, listen, this is what we need to get done to get you to the next step. So if you're willing to do that, I'm putting a link in the description. We can have a chat. We can see if that's actually what you need. Maybe you really just need a really good self-help book and I will send you in that right direction. Free call. There's no commitment. You're missing nothing other than like maybe 30 minutes of your time where we will at least identify one thing that you should be working on to be able to keep that mindset positive and good and keep you moving forward and getting you to reach all of your goals, to reach that potential and to get you to building that life that you should be living. Now, what does that mean? That means a life where you have joy, you have balance, you love yourself for who you are. You're not needing the approval of others because you love yourself as you are. And that's what's going to empower you to make it all the way to the top. Well, guys, that was for today. So as always, I will see you here next week. You bring the coffee. I'll bring the pixie dust. And don't forget to check out the links that I'm gonna leave in the description today. And subscribe so you get more weekly content on how to change your mindset and stay positive as you build the life that you want. Bye.